And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome to Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome.
Love this podcast. Got a lot of great questions to get to. The first one comes from Chris, who sent in this voice note directed at you, Roz.
Okay.
Hey, Roz and Mocha. Do you ever go to a Diddy party while working at ET Canada? Thanks.
Did I ever go to a Diddy party?
Because you've been at ET Canada for almost 20 years.
Yeah, 17 years.
Right?
Yeah,
Traveled the world. Talked to pretty much every single celebrity. Had you ever crossed paths with Diddy? Had you ever been to one of his parties?
Be honest.
So my Diddy story, which was sort of infamous for like a while, which was the way that they had packaged this up was, why did Diddy walk out of the room on Roz, right?
Oh, okay.
And so I was interviewing Diddy at this hotel downtown. And
can you remember what year?
It was a long time ago. Like, okay. I'm talking probably like 2004.
Okay. All right.
Maybe like sometime around there, right? It was before ET Canada. I was working on another show at the time.
Okay.
Like this wasn't even ET Canada.
Okay.
And I had to go down and interview him. And, you know, I found the whole thing to be extremely odd because at the time I just thought that like Diddy was eccentric and super rich. And I told the story of like, you're never going to believe this, right? So Diddy had three guys with him. So Diddy comes in the room, right? And he sits down and I'm like, you cool? He's like, I'm cool. And then somebody starts making a commotion in the back. And I asked Diddy the first question, which I don't remember what it was. Probably just like, how's it going? We had lots of time. And he pauses and then he looks over his shoulder and then people in the background start to be real quiet.
Okay.
And then he's like, okay, go ahead. And then I ask him another question and then he goes, hold on. And then he gets up from the chair, right? And he walks into the back and I don't know what he said to somebody, but he said something. And then the room was like deadly silent. So he comes back in and we're about to do this interview. And the thing that I found weird about Diddy was that Diddy had three guys with him. One guy had the hip sack, the fanny pack, right? That was his job, was to walk around with the fanny pack. And these were all dudes.
Okay.
Like there was no sort of like women around Diddy, which I also found weird at the time. Because normally in the grooming department with celebrities, most times there's at least one woman in the mix, whether it be makeup, hair, something. So one guy had the fanny pack. And then that guy's job was to reach into the fanny pack and give the comb to one guy, and his job was to work the comb. So he would give Diddy a little brush, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah. And then in that fanny pack, there was also like a little tub of lip balm. You know the kind where you unscrew the top?
Sure.
Right? So then the guy with the fanny pack reached into the fanny pack, pulled out the little tub of lip balm, handed it to another guy. That guy held the lip balm, undid the lip balm, put it in front of Diddy. Diddy put a finger in the lip balm, put it on his lips. That guy put the cap back on the lip balm, handed it back to the guy in the fanny pack. He put it back in the fanny pack, and then everything got zipped up.
So Diddy, at the time, this is like mid-2000s, had three people with him in his entourage.
Oh, no. No, Diddy had 40 people in his entourage.
But these three people, specifically, one guy carried the fanny pack, one guy combed his hair, the other one distributed his lip balm.
Held
the lip balm for Diddy to use. Okay.
Yes.
So why did Diddy walk out of the interview?
Because people were being loud. But the way that they cut it, it was sensational, and I asked him a question, and then he walked out of the interview and everything else. But that night at that same hotel was the Diddy party, right? And I knew there was a Diddy party because I knew people that were going to the Diddy party. Now, I've read stories over the years from people who claim to have been at that party, who said like some crazy stuff went on. But nobody I knew, and I knew people that went to that party. I did not go to that party.
Okay.
And everybody who I know that went to that party actually said that it was kind of lame.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah, they said it was
like
kind of
happened?
Because like at the time you were like, oh my God, it's a Diddy party. And Diddy parties were this thing that everybody knew were sort of like crazy and wild. And everybody wanted to get an invite to the Diddy party. And I knew two people that went, two women that went actually. And they both came back and said that it was kind of lame. Now, stories years later from that same night, that same party, there were connecting hotel rooms, right? And it was like you had to get through like a certain level of whatever to get to the next room, the next room, and the next room. And apparently in all those other rooms is where there was some wild stuff going on.
Really?
Yeah, but the people that I know went and they were sort of bored and left early.
Uh-huh. Right? They were in like room one.
They were in
the room.
Yeah, but I mean, room one is beautiful. It's this sure. giant three-level suite kind of thing. Huh. But no, I didn't go to the Diddy party, but I always found it weird that he had three like gentlemen with him. And when I say gentlemen, I mean like Farnsworth Bentley gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like these were, you know what I mean, Shem, right? Like
totally, yeah.
Gentlemen.
Right, dressed up.
Right? Yes, mm-hmm. yes, right?
Well, funny, wasn't one of his guys Farnsworth Bentley?
Yes, yeah, the guy with the umbrella. Right? Yeah, yeah, and nobody's checked on Farnsworth during all this.
No.
Has anybody checked on Farnsworth?
I check now.
Has he released a statement? Because Farnsworth would have seen some stuff.
Uh-huh, because he was like really... Diddy's guy, especially during the TV show, the Making the Band days.
Yes,
right?
And now you know why the umbrella was there, was to dodge oil, right?
Oh, my God.
On that baby oil.
But has Farnsworth Bentley released a statement? Has he gone public at all with anything?
I'd have to go back and really listen
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a wild time, though, back in the early 2000s.
Edward says here, if life didn't happen... Could you have gone pro in something? Example, could Cheesecake have gone and been a pro bowler or Mocha a pro track star? So let's say you didn't live this life that you're living now and you had an opportunity to go pro. Roz, we'll start with
okay,
you.
Okay, wait. Are we only talking like sports?
No, just anything. Like, anything,
like
I guess.
Pro in anything.
Sure.
But it has to be considered pro. Like you can't say just like some other job where you're never known as a pro.
Uh-huh.
But like you could think pro. God, what could I have done that I would have gone pro if life didn't get in the way?
Michelin star chef?
No, because that only happened to me. Like normally, I always had a love for food.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, food sort of comes with freedom. It's a very privileged kind of thing to be able to have the time, have the resources, all this other mm-hmm. stuff to buy things to make great food. I always cooked for myself. But I was very basic because I didn't have a lot of money when I used to cook for myself. So now I'm in a different place in life. But yeah, no, I think I would love to have opened a restaurant. But more so than that, my interest back in the day was really the only thing aside from music and girls was architecture and design. Mm-hmm. That was where my only interest was designing houses and that kind of thing. So I think if anything, I would have liked to have done that. But that's just like another job. As far as going pro, like we've talked about this before, like what sport would I love to be a pro at?
Mm-hmm.
100% golf.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Travel the world, the most beautiful places, never play in the cold, don't even play in the rain, have no teammates, make sack, right? No teammates,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Solitude.
All right. David Mori.
I'd say pottery.
Pro?
I would have gone pro in pottery.
What do you mean? What is a pro pottery in pottery? Pro.
I don't know. You tell me.
You know, you're the one that said it.
I know, but I like sports, I can't think of anything. So I'm thinking what I would have done.
What does that life look like to you?
Like I would have opened like a pottery shop, like the, you know, those people who...
Like a little boutique kind of
thing?
Little
boutique kind of thing,
What would your thing have been? What would you have sold? Would it be like vases or mugs or like what would your sort of signature thing?
Bowls.
Bowls.
Mm. Yeah,
like salad bowls,
yeah.
Big bowls.
Would it be just one size bowl or various sizes?
No, various size bowls.
Do you have a name for the store?
Maury's Mud Shop.
Maury's Mud Shop. Wow.
That
wow.
sounds...
So... I know. I know,
bro.
Speaking of a Diddy party.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Jeez. Would you have D bowls?
Wow. Okay. Anyway, let's
do you
move
remember
on.
When I went to that hotel room? Hold on, pause 1 second, because I do want to hear what everybody else has to say. But did I ever show you that picture when I went to that hotel room in Mexico where there was a wooden chair and in the chair were two little grooves cut out for your nuts?
No.
I never showed you that?
No.
Really?
How did we get here?
Yeah.
Why did
they... And I couldn't figure out what it was. And then...
When did you figure it out?
Well, when somebody told me.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they're like for you to sit on when you're not wearing pants?
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct. Right. Yes.
But you have to then line up.
No, it's in your room.
No,
you
I mean
line
you
line
no.
up.
No, I don't mean line up. I mean you have to line up the hole.
Yeah, and also and also the holes were at the front, right? So you have to like sit on the edge because if you sit way back, there's no way unless you're like You know, like,
yeah. Enough Shem.
That's a stretch. That's a stretch.
For some.
First of all, that's not the flex you think it is, Shem.
Settle down there, Cookie Burger.
Yeah. You just wait till you're 65. I a guy I used to work with for years when his dad got old, he had to go to his dad's house because he was a senior and didn't want to go to a home. And he had to install spacers on the toilet seat.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep. Too long. Anyway, Maria, where would you gone, bro?
Yeah. I'd like to leave.
No.
No, I think, okay, for me, I would either have liked to have gone pro as a gymnast or a soccer player.
One. Oh, good one.
Because when I was younger, I used to do the rings in gymnastics, and I was really, really, really good. But my parents took me out of it because they didn't want to stunt my growth.
What?
Yeah. And I was dancing at the time competitively.
Wait, what do you mean stunt your growth?
Why do you think all gymnasts are really small?
But how does...
Because of the stretching and the pressure on the knees and your joints, you don't grow as tall.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right.
So they took me out of it and I focused on dance and soccer.
Uh-huh.
But I always tell them I could have been at the Olympics.
Cheesecake, what's your answer?
I've got three, actually. So,
three?
Yeah, I wanted to become a professional opera singer at one point.
Oh, there you go. That's a pro move.
I did that for a little bit. A soap opera actor for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And flag football. I used to be really good at that.
Flag football?
Listen, I know my limitations, guys. No. I'd cry. I'd cry at the pain. But flag football? That was really good, man.
Flag
yeah,
football.
Yeah, went to nationals and everything, bro.
Okay, all right.
And
all
okay, right. So you guys went to nationals and?
Yeah, we didn't win, but Sorry, guys. Sorry, Canada.
Explain flag football to people who may not know.
So instead of tackling, players have these flags on like a belt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Velcro flags on a belt, and you have to take off one of the flags, which represents a tackle.
Does it matter where it is? Does it have to be on the back, or can the flag be?
It needs to be on the sides.
On the sides.
Yeah, it needs to be on the sides.
Okay, I gotcha. Gotcha.
Interesting. Edward has another question for everybody.
Yeah.
Was there any stipulation in the amount of time that Dammit Maury had to keep his hair red?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, I don't think so.
No, there wasn't, but it's still red.
It is. Is it...
It's faded, though, now.
Uh-huh.
I was told it turns sort of copper, which I now love.
Oh, really? So you
it matches your beard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it looks good
now. You going to keep up with the look?
No, I'll grow it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Jag says, what's something big or small that you have accomplished recently? Who wants to go first?
Give me 1 second. I'm still looking for that picture of the chair for your nuts.
Oh.
I was trying to Google chair with nut cup.
No.
On a work computer? Damn, bro.
It's a laptop.
Yeah, bro, you don't need to do that.
Okay, what's something big or small that you have accomplished recently? Anyone want to go? Dammit Maury?
Small, I did... Well, large, we did a gallery wall in our den, if that counts.
Oh, okay. Like a gallery wall for?
Like our art collections finally like on the wall.
Mm-hmm. How many pieces?
10.
Okay. And how did you arrange them?
I hired someone.
Oh, so you didn't. So you guys didn't put up the art. You just hired someone to do it.
Right?
Okay. So is it.
Pause. Okay, here, look. What? I'm going to hand you my phone right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and you just, okay, so here, you take a look at that.
So, oh my God, whoa.
Okay, yeah.
This is a chair that's got a spot for your balls.
Yeah, and?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and a space for, you know.
Yeah, resting.
Yeah.
Resting.
Wow.
Here, I don't know if you guys can see this.
Take a look at your computer screens.
Oh, like an actual cutout.
Oh my
gosh.
I told you.
I thought it was just little cups.
Yo, no. I don't think I've ever seen Maria's eyes go so wide ever.
Oh, that's for the old.
That's crazy.
But right? Other people will have used that before you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Disgusting.
And as a guy, right? You just think, well, I got to try that.
Yeah.
Right?
Nah, I'm good to not try it.
You wouldn't have tried,
no,
eh?
Did you try?
No, me neither.
No. He's such a liar. All right. What's something big or small that you've accomplished recently? Roz, do you have an answer?
Big or small that I accomplished recently? Yeah, you know what? I got really good at making soups that I do not like.
Like
so,
what?
So Catherine loves soups, right? And I have got, she loves like a cauliflower, like whatever, like all this like stuff. And she's dairy free and she's gluten, like all this stuff. She can't eat corn and all that. So I got really good at making soups that I don't like. Like I personally would never eat this soup, but yeah. She devours them. So like I now really enjoy cooking things that I would never eat. Mm. And even along the way, like even if I'm trying it, I'm like, does it taste the way it should? Yes. Do I like it? No. Right. So I'm in that world now.
Okay.
Which I think is an accomplishment to actually make food for people that you would never eat.
Maria, do you have an answer?
Honestly, no.
Okay. Shem, do you have an
accomplishments?
Answer?
Nothing.
I've been training. Everything.
What about this? You've been training nothing. For this half marathon.
Yeah,
every,
but like
you said,
I've already
like,
hit.
Time you run, like you go further.
Yeah, but
training.
Now I'm tracking back. So all my long distances I've already done. So I haven't like now I'm just waiting for the actual half marathon.
But that could be an accomplishment, though. Like,
yeah, okay, then yeah.
Listen, if she says it's not,
oh,
okay?
Okay, sorry. No problem. Cheesecake, you have an answer?
I've not cut my hair in the last month, uh-huh. Which is a really big accomplishment
Wait,
for
excuse me.
Me.
Not cutting your hair is an accomplishment?
For me, it is. For me, it's small things.
That?
Yeah, because I'm pretty obsessive with doing so, and I'm trying to let it grow back in right now. So
like
I'm
to what length? What? How long are you going to go?
I honestly, I'm just going to let it rock and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Like whoa,
yeah.
whoa, like just not cut it?
Not cut it. Like I'll line
like
it
no
up.
No fade or anything?
No, I'll line it,
oh,
but
okay,
I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to cut it for at least until the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah,
are we
yeah.
going like a little afro or what?
I don't know that it'll grow that much, but no. I want to see. I haven't done that since I was like 6 or 7.
What if the top starts to grow really slow, but the sides grow really fast?
Oh, that we can't have that.
Oh, okay.
No, 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 no.
You said
until
the end of the year.
No.
How much, Sham?
No.
I'm not going down this road again,
neither
guys.
Am I.
I'm not going down this road again.
Hey, Maury, what did you spend the money on?
It just brought me out of the hole.
What's that?
It just brought me out of the hole.
We paid debt money
paid
for
debt.
You to dye your hair red?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. But are you back in the hole? Like, because you would have used the money at the time. And we know how you are with money. You just spend.
Like,
so,
it brought me out of the hole and a new bottle of melatonin.
Okay, oh so we got God. You melatonin.
Wow.
And then, so how much are you in the hole now?
No, I'm not in the hole now because then
so
payday happened.
Oh, okay.
But
so you're plus.
You brought me back up.
Okay, so you're plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in the reds
we
anymore.
We were debt relief?
Don't worry about it.
how
what
long?
What a terrible bet.
How long you think until he gets back
into debt?
The reds, yeah.
How long? How deep were you? Like 500, 600 bucks?
300.
300. Oh, that's not bad. No. So I'm going to say Maury will be back in the red, 300 bucks. I'm going to say easily by mid-November.
Okay, so
easily,
what's the next bet?
Easily by mid-November.
There is none.
Continue. Use you guys for debt relief.
No. Do I have an answer
easily.
For this? What is something big or small that you've accomplished recently?
I read a book.
Which book?
The Sopranos book.
Like the story of The Sopranos or a story about
it's
The Sopranos?
It's the one based on the podcast by Michael Imperioli.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. That's cool.
Okay, I have one. It's
cool.
So stupid, though,
please,
guys.
Please, that's all. That's why we're here.
It's so stupid.
That's why we're here.
So I read in, I think it was like Men's Health or Men's Fitness, this one like workout, right?
Yeah.
And I tried it 2 times last week. The first time I tried it, I failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time I tried it, I got it all done within an hour.
Oh, wow.
And you use just dumbbells,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's a series of 5 exercises. That you do consecutively.
Yeah.
And you do 10 reps. And when you get to the end of the circuit,
mm-hmm.
you rest for like a minute, 2 minutes. And then you do the entire circuit again.
Mm-hmm.
But you do 9 reps. And then go through and then 8. And then you're supposed to ladder all the way down to 1 rep.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I tried it, I got down to like maybe 5. And I was like gassed.
Yeah.
So I stopped.
Yeah.
And then the second time I tried it, I was like determined. And I changed up my technique,
mm-hmm.
and then I got through every single one of them all in under an hour, in like 55 minutes.
How many individual exercises are there?
5.
5.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Like, what is it? Like a squatty thing and a lifty thing and
one
a pulley
was,
thing?
One was bench press, and then there was like a squat to shoulder raise. There was like a bent over row, hammer mm-hmm. curls, and tricep extensions.
Gotcha.
So
yeah.
That's what I did last
and so
week.
You did it though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I did it.
First of all, an hour is way too long to be working out.
Oh, and then I did cardio so for an hour after that.
That's terrible. Nobody should do that.
Grace says here, do you like to fold your clothes as soon as they come out of the dryer to prevent wrinkles or leave them until you're ready to get them?
I mean, like I...
When does Catherine do that? Let's be honest. When does Catherine fold the laundry?
Right. I take care of kitchen stuff. She takes care of laundry stuff. Uh-huh. Okay. I she's never cooked a meal in her life. When does she? So I would say most days she is really, really great about folding it and putting it all away and everything else. But there's times where it's like first thing in the morning, she's got to go to work, like all this stuff where it just comes out of the dryer and onto the bed. And then if it's out of the dryer and onto the bed, then you're like, okay, now how many cats are going to sleep on this? And how long is this now going to stay on the end of the bed before one of us decides to sort of like... So most times it's right out of the dryer, folded and put away. But yeah, if it ever winds up on the bottom of the bed, that could be there for like 3 or 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
No, in our house, it's, as soon as it gets out of the dryer, it gets folded.
Yeah.
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 And then I'm like, if I'm the one folding, I usually fold the laundry and then I'll take my clothes and I'll put them away right away.
Yeah. So they go. Do you put Jenna's away? Do you put hers away?
No, I don't mess with that. No.
Really?
Yeah. No, you know why? Because I'm going to put stuff in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Right? She's got like certain drawers for certain things. Right. And I'm like, I'm not messing with that.
Right.
Anyway. Right. Cheesecake?
Yeah, I definitely fold right away.
Okay.
Right away.
Maria?
Well, I have a lot of like hang to dry things.
Yeah.
So the stuff that does go in the dryer, I'll fold it right away. But then the other stuff, I have to wait until like it's dry.
Where do you hang it? All in the bathroom?
No, I have a clothing rack and I put it in the empty room.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then how long is it hung there until it gets worn again?
No. Oh. I mean, if there's weeks that are really busy, it's all there all week.
Okay.
And I just shut the door and I tell my mom not to go in there.
Damn, Mort, what about you guys?
Matthew folds it as soon as it comes out.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love folding warm clothes. Uh-huh. Oh, it's great.
Best.
Yeah.
Towels especially.
Towels.
No, I hate doing that.
Oh, why?
Laundry is just so like... Ugh.
I know, it sucks, but you got to do it, right?
Yeah.
I like the song that the dryer makes when it's done.
Which one do you have?
The LG. It does like a little song when it's finished.
Okay, how does it go?
Is it that long?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Shut up.
Really quick, before we get to our next caller, Liv has this hypothetical for you, Roz. If Roz was gay and single, would he date Dammit Maury?
Shut up, Jesus.
That's not an answer.
Inara, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. How's it going today?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Great. Right, what is your question? We understand you got one.
I know you kind of touched on it a little bit already, but I was wondering if we could talk about the new commercials and explain what was in the slime.
Oh, damn. What was in the slime?
The new commercials, the new Roz and Mocha commercial, the game show where Roz gets just doused in slime over and over and over again. What was the slime made out of is your question, right?
Yeah. So yes. I think that it was a lot of like gelatin, first of all. And they mix it to the point of where before it becomes a solid. So it's very, very sort of like thick gelatin. And I know that at one point there was talk of, and I don't know whether the final product did, but the thing to sort of like make it the consistency so it wasn't so clear, the one thing that they put in it, like in movies and stuff, is pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you mix pudding in with the gelatin and then a ton of food coloring and how they color it. But they were making vats and vats and vats of this. And the great thing was, is that they didn't make it ahead of time because you couldn't, because it would set.
Yeah.
The gelatin would set. So they had to make it as we were shooting the commercial. And the best part was, is that the water they used was really, really warm.
Mm.
Right. And so when they dumped it on me, the slime felt beautiful. Like it was super warm and gushy. Right.
Yeah.
But then when you're standing there in this freezing cold studio, everything that was once warm becomes freezing cold.
Uh-huh.
And so I was standing there soaking wet, essentially.
Plus the slime was heavy.
It was heavy.
Right.
And I was freezing. And then the only thing that made it better is when we would do another take and they would drop another bucket of warm goo on me.
Yeah.
Right. That was the sort of only the good part of that day.
Inara, I'll tell you this. So for that Roz and Mocha commercial with the slime, we had on staff there were four people dedicated to just making, distributing, and cleaning up the slime.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We had four slime people. Yeah. And there was always one person constantly mixing, constantly making more and more slime because you had to keep the consistency the exact same the entire day because you didn't want like one of the buckets of slime to go bad. Yeah. Right?
The guys who did the slime on our commercial are the same guys who do a lot of the special effects and make the blood for that Chucky show. And,
Got canceled.
And the boys. Mm-hmm. They do all the blood for the blood work for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have crazy stories about how much blood they need for these shows.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's really, really wild. What, Chucky was just canceled?
Yeah, poor Devin saw one.
Oh, damn.
There you go, Inara. Did you have any other questions
Thank
about the commercial?
You. No, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for being a part of the show. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
It depends on the day. Usually Roz.
But today?
Roz.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're the best, Inara. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Right, and that concludes another.
Oh, what?
Do we have time to squeeze in that question from Liv? If we have time. If there's time.
I read that one already.
Oh, I don't know if we did.
Hypothetically, if Roz was gay and single, would he date Dana Moore?
Stop it with this question.
That concludes another Ask Roz and Mocha. Please share this episode with anyone who you know, who you think may actually enjoy the Roz and Mocha show. Mm-hmm. And keep those questions coming in. Once a week, we'll post a video and or picture on Instagram at Kiss925 that reads, Ask Roz and Mocha. This is where we get the questions from. And that's where we invite two people to join us on a future episode to ask their question. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5,
kiss925.com,
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.